As an entrepreneur, have you ever created a blog post that you're super proud of, or a social media caption that you think, this kind of expresses perfectly what I couldn't figure out how to put on my blog? So you're great at creating one piece of content that really stands out. So how can you take that one hero piece of content for you that's easy and that you love and turn that into every other possible type of content? So one piece can go an extremely far way. Well, we're going to talk about exactly how to do that and the ideal workflow for it in this video. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Let's say that you're great with podcasting regularly. You can turn a podcast into social media posts, blog posts, videos, etc. And if you get super overwhelmed trying to create long-form content, like a blog post, like a 20-minute YouTube video, or like a 40-minute podcast, but when you sit down and are scrolling through Instagram, you feel super inspired, and you start typing out what ends up being a pretty long, awesome caption, well, you can learn how to repurpose those social captions into all the other types. So those will give you your ideal starting point. But let's say that you want to do this consistently. You always want to take one piece of content and turn that into every other type. Or even better, you want to create that one piece of content and hand it to team members or your virtual assistant to turn it into all sorts of different types. What is the ideal workflow in that case? What is the most efficient, most effective, most valuable way for your audience that you can take one piece of content and turn it into many? It's actually super simple. Start like I am today. You can record yourself, film yourself on video for YouTube, maybe for your Facebook page, but one of your slightly more high quality video platforms. Focus on filming and make sure that you have good quality audio. So possibly even better than I have today. We're testing out a new microphone, but make sure it's good quality audio. That way you have essentially your video and your podcast done all in one. Especially if, like me, you're super lucky and you have a team member or maybe your virtual assistant who is also your video editor and who also can do podcasting. In my case, Berta, who's on my team, is fantastic at both of those things. She edits the video that you're watching right now, and she also is a podcast expert, so she can turn what is essentially a really well-filmed, high-quality audio video into both video content and podcast content. And then what else we started doing recently is I've gotten the exact same person on my team, who's Berta, and she is turning my videos into little snippets. So basically she identifies, this is a really strong quote, or this section is kind of mind-blowing, and she crops those out and she creates snippets that you can use to publish on social media. So you can promote the associated video or the associated podcast episode through social media. So how does she make that even easier? Well, Berta turned my Canva branding into a super easy to follow template that she can go in over and over and over again that has a little cover for whatever the topic is. Next is an easy to remember quote. The third thing is this snippet, this video chunk. And then the fourth thing is my preferred call to action. So it's usually one of two things. One is either click to save, thinking a lot of the time of being on Instagram, or telling them to go check out the video at the link in my bio, or depending on the platform, the link below. So using that repetitive template and just having Berta go in and update it every single time, which you could do too. Let's say you do your own video editing. You absolutely can also create a Canva template for yourself and crop out your favorite scene, pop it into the template, right? Over and over and over again, especially if you're making YouTube thumbnails already or podcast episode art, then you can just reuse that as the cover. So pop it into your template, and then you're going to have an easy way to share and promote all of your content on social media. So we've already, out of that, gotten a podcast, a YouTube or video content piece done. We've got social media promotions done. And then what else can you do with that single piece of content? Well, you can use a platform like Descript, for example, and that's a great place to create your snippets, but you can also use that to actually create a whole transcript of your whole podcast episode or YouTube video. So you pop it in, it starts to transcribe it, it's pretty accurate, you're going to want to tweak it and make sure it's up to date, but then what you can do with that transcript is you could create your YouTube description, you create your podcast show notes, like grab the first paragraph and turn that into easy to follow notes that give a basic summary of what you're going to learn today, because it's usually how we start the top of our videos, right? So we just can take that part, pop it in the description, and you can take little chunks of it and turn those into social media captions. Finally, you can turn it into a blog post. So taking the shape of the transcript, essentially, because hopefully you've organized your podcast episode or your YouTube video, whatever you think of as your first piece, into a solid piece of content that's easy for your reader, viewer, etc. to follow. So you can use that same structure for your blog post. You're just going to want to tweak it knowing what platform you're on. So you'll want to take the basic transcript and when it makes sense, pop in bullet points or numbers and essentially just double check that the beginning makes sense and the ending makes sense for a blog post. And there you have it, a blog post that you can pop up on your website. And you can use the blog post if it's really well structured and you notice, oh, I can point out 5 things here. Grab those, turn those into yet another social media post. So that's the ideal workflow, whether you do it for yourself or if you have team members. Now, if you're doing it for yourself, you may not be creating all of that content. You might not be doing YouTube, podcasting, social media on multiple platforms and blogging, and that's totally normal, nor do you necessarily need to. It's more important that you're consistent on the places that matter, where you can find your ideal people. But if you're lucky enough to have a team member, or let's be clear, if you've developed a team, right, you have an awesome team member, or you have a fantastic virtual assistant, then ask for their support since it's a process that they can follow, right? They can bring their creativity when it comes to creating that cover art, for example, but essentially it's a process. You, the expert behind the business, need to be in front of the camera and you need to be the voice in the podcast, but absolutely somebody else can be behind the scenes editing that video, making it super easy. Like, this would not get done if it wasn't for my team member, Berta. So think about that for you. Think about, are your people on a place like YouTube? Okay, it's worth it for me to get a team member to create that content for me, because otherwise maybe it wouldn't happen. And you can also get them to notice which parts would make great social captions. You don't necessarily need to go in and do that yourself. One of my favorite things to do, even though I'm a writer, is my main junior copywriter, she is, once in a while, we kind of have a light time, or when she has a light time and I'm super swamped, I'll actually say to her, hey, I actually started in this way where I did a video first and I need to turn this into a blog post, but I'm just totally overwhelmed right now. My people need this information. I also want to be able to repurpose and turn it into social captions. Sarah, my junior copywriter, would you mind repurposing it into a blog post? And what's great about that is it saves me a ton of time. It also gives her name up on the website, because I always put a little blurb saying this was repurposed with help from Sarah Kaufman, and I try and hyperlink so it can see, the person reading can see her profile and see what a great writer she is. And basically, it just means I can put value out to my audience on a more consistent basis. So I strongly recommend that you create a similar process for yourself, even if you're not creating all those content mediums that I just went through. I'm also not doing a podcast, at least at this moment in time, though Berta might like it if I did. But create a process that's similar, that works for you, that takes the least amount of time total, but that has a workflow that makes sense. So if you start, like me, video, high quality audio, you automatically have a gazillion options in front of you. You have social content, blog posts, audio for podcasts, and a great video for use on YouTube, social media, Facebook, etc. Okay, so given that idealized workflow and knowing what you have at your disposal, whether it's just you or if you have some handy dandy team members, let me know in the comments below what your ideal workflow is. Is it everything? Video, audio, social captions, blog posts, etc. Or in your case, are you going to start super simple? Are you not super comfortable in front of the camera and you know your people aren't really there, but you love the idea of a podcast? So are you going to do podcasts, turning it into show notes? Maybe that's as simple as your start. And that is perfectly valid and super important. Because think about it, you can still turn those show notes into social captions to promote the podcast episode. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.